The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro. I'm a certified financial planner professional here in the studio with my colleague Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the studio and watching the market movements here today. And I thought to myself, you know, maybe it's a good time at some point during today's edition of the Money Makeover Show to talk about the bucket portfolios. You know, you have this bucket for if you're retired or going to be retiring soon. You have another one that's a little bit more aggressive and on down the line, et cetera, et cetera. Bucket for each basically 10-year or so period, 10 or 15-year period in your life cycle. And Jamie's looking at me and he's grinning.
I can just hear you saying, wow, I get to invest in a bucket.
I just hope there isn't a hole in it, right?
That's right.
Have there been any holes in these buckets? Yeah.
Well, but that is a strategy, and we'll talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So we'll come up and we'll talk about that. Jamie, you've got some interesting things about some tax breaks for certain types of individuals.
Yeah, we just got done with July 15th being the extension on paying our taxes. So I thought we'd talk about things. If you're a retiree, it's an article I found called The 9 Most Overlooked Tax Breaks for Retirees. And so these are things that you need to be thinking about if you're going into retirement or if you're retired, things you need to think about that you need to take advantage of when it comes to paying taxes. Because obviously, if you're giving the money to the government, you're not spending it.
Yeah. Uncle Sam spends it or you spend it.
Let me think about that.
Yeah. Also, some interesting little things, and I'm going to quiz Jamie a little bit more about this, but some changes coming to certain other types of investments that are more long-term, and we'll try to get to those things, too. And, of course, we always love it when you call in. We are anxious to talk with you about what matters most to you, especially in these really challenging times. And we're glad to help you with anything on your mind to do with you, your finances, and money situations for you and the people that matter to you. So here's our phone number, our back line, if you'd like to talk to us during the break or get your question in and we'll answer it on the air. With or without you, you just have to say, I don't want to be on the air. That's fine. You don't have to be. But we do want to talk about the topics you want most to hear about. So here's that number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
Only for you. Hi, this is Yvonne with ATS Irrigation on Highway 105 in Brenham. We have been your local source for all things irrigation for the farm, ranch, home, and commercial property since 1985. But we offer a whole lot more than just irrigation. We are your source for high-quality lawn and garden tools, sprinklers, water hoses, and hard-to-find fittings. At ATS Irrigation, we stock the full line of Honda water pumps as well as the suction and discharge hoses with quick connect fittings. We carry corrugated poly culvert pipe up to 24 inch diameter and also drainage pipe with a good selection of fittings and drain boxes. In addition to all that, we carry concrete water troughs and Powder River livestock handling equipment. At ATS Irrigation, our friendly, knowledgeable staff is here to help you select the right materials for your next project. Come see us at 2509 Highway 105 in Brenham. Call us at 979-836-2197 or find us online at atsirrigation.com.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Can-Am, and Sea-Doo, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
A happy place to shop. That's the Barnhill House Toys and Books at 606 South Austin Street in Brenham. You'll find lots of old-fashioned toys like rocking horses, jack-in-the-boxes, spinning tops, and wooden trains. There are classic storybooks like Grimm's Fairy Tales and Aesop's Fables, and two whole bookcases filled with Christmas books. There are baby dolls, cowboy clothes, ballerina tutus, and Tonka trucks. The Barnhill House is a happy place to find birthday presents and baby shower gifts. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'd like to invite you to join me weekdays at 12:50 during the noon hour for my feature, Plant Talk Texas. I'm proud to be carried by my friends here at the station I grew up listening to. KWHI and I go back a long, long ways. Then join me again Saturday mornings at 11 for the Texas State Network Lawn and Garden Hour. That's right here where the news comes first. The 1280 spot on your AM dial. It's KWHI in Brenham.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. If we don't get to your topic that you're wanting to hear about today, or you still have questions, get your questions answered. We're glad to call you back on the phone. If you call our office phone number, we will get back to you if we're not right there when you're calling. You're welcome to come in for the review session, or we can arrange some other way to do that with you. That's fine. Glad to help you any way we can, because we want you to be on the right track for you individually and your family as well. And here's our office phone number to set that up. Get some other input, get some ideas of how things work better and maybe better for you. And here's that number, 979-836-2903, to get hold of the members of the Money Makeover Team at Neil Financial, 979-836-2903. Well, let's start off with something positive here, which is tax breaks. We all like those. Jamie Keyes.
Well, yeah, we can talk about tax breaks. This is an article from a financial magazine written by a guy named Michael Fisher, who writes many articles for some of these magazines. And what this has to do with the nine most overlooked tax breaks for retirees. So if you're getting ready to retire, and we always encourage you If you're getting ready to retire in the next 5 years, you need to start doing some planning to try and transition and make that as seamless as possible for you. And, of course, one of the things that you need to think about in retirement is tax planning. And we all know that we just got done with July 15th having to pay taxes. And so now's a good time to talk about that while it's still fresh on your mind. The number one thing listed there, number one, was being able to take advantage of the bigger standard tax deduction.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of savings involved in that area. The numbers look like this. If you're a 64-year-old, the old standard deduction was $12,200. It's going to $12,400 in 2020. But if you're 65 years, normal retirement age we talk about, if you're age 65, the number is much higher. It's $13,815. So it's much higher, $13,850. That's an extra $1,650 available to a standard deduction. If you're a married couple over 65, that number is $2,600 higher.
Wow.
So, to have a standard deduction that high, so we're looking at that, we're looking at about almost $28,000 in a standard deduction. Now, what that means on your tax return is the deduction gets deducted from your gross income, and then that becomes your taxable income. The other thing that you can do is itemize. Well, if you itemize, you have to have enough deductions available to you to exceed the standard deduction. And so, in effect, it makes your tax return simpler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And therefore, if you're paying somebody to do your tax return, an additional savings other than the standard deduction should be in how much it costs to file your tax return with whoever prepares your tax return.
Yeah, okay.
And that kind of depends on how much work they have to do. You know, they may look at your income and say you need to just do the standard deduction and not even look at itemizing. Mm-hmm. For the others of you, if you have a more complicated tax return and they have to take a look and say, you know, is it cheaper, is it better to do itemizing, or is it better to take the standard deduction? Well, that's additional work, and it will take longer to do your tax return.
Sure.
So there may not be a savings there, but that's one of the things to think about. But don't overlook that big standard deduction, especially if you're over age 65. Because if you're 64, the number is lower than it is when you reach age 65. So don't miss that. That's one of the things, if you're doing your own tax return, you need to make sure you don't overlook that. The second thing is what we find for a lot of retirees is, what do they do when they retire? They get a second job.
Yes, many do.
Many do, because what they do is they've been working all of their life at a job they may or may not have appreciated. But when they retire, they say, you know, I'd really like to start a business doing something that I really like to do. And it could be any number of things. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people who do that. Well, if you do that, don't forget to deduct your Medicare premiums.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because now they become a deductible item. And that's going to go on your business return because if you have a business, there are some additional deductions you get through the business. So that's another thing to think about is the fact that if you start your own business when you retire, you need to take advantage of all the deductions that are available to you with that business. And one of them is the deductibility of your Medicare premiums. So you need to think about that.
Okay.
And a third item would be maybe you retired, but your spouse did not.
And we see quite a bit of that.
We see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not uncommon at all. Well, if you're retired, when you retire, you have no earned income. So can you contribute to your IRA anymore? No, because you have to have earned income. But if your spouse is working, your spouse can take a deduction or make a contribution to their IRA, and they can, because they're still working, also do a spousal contribution.
Oh, so you remember, and many people forget about.
That's right.
The spousal IRA.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't overlook that. If it's an opportunity to set money aside, because we know that a lot of people are working longer, and so one may retire and one may not, and you can still get a spousal contribution for the non-working spouse. And that gets overlooked many, many times. And I have to say that's not unique to retirees. We see that for people who are not retired also.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So spousal IRA.
Spousal IRA is something mm-hmm. that you can take advantage of. And so don't forget that if one of you is working and one is not, that you still can take advantage of that spousal IRA. The other thing that he lists here is timing your tax payments. If you're retired, you're considered to be self-employed, basically,
mm-hmm.
even if you're not working. What that means is you're supposed to file taxes quarterly. And so it's important to understand timing of tax payments when you're retired to take advantage of who has the money the longest. And so you need to evaluate that. Work with the person who does your tax work for you and say, what's my best option here? What should I do? You know, we've talked many times about when you file your taxes. We know a lot of you get really excited about getting a big tax refund.
Mm-hmm.
I've expressed my feelings about that many times.
Well, I think we all have.
Yeah. You know, basically, if you're getting a large tax refund, what that means is you've allowed the government to have use of your money for a year, and you're going to get a refund, and they're not going to pay you any interest on that. Now, there was an exception this year on that. But generally speaking, tax refunds, the government doesn't pay you any interest. And so if you're getting a $4,000 tax refund, that means the government has had your money, that $4,000, for all year, and you didn't get to use it. And they are not going to pay you any interest. Well, when you're retired, it works the same way. And in fact, it becomes more crucial because one of the number one things that retirees talk about is the fact that they're concerned about having enough money for living expenses. And they don't want to run out of money to pay those living expenses. And so when it comes to timing your tax payments, any money that you give to the government during the year that you don't have to is money that's not available to you to live on or take those vacations or do whatever it is you'd like to do with that money because the government has it and you don't. And so that's one of the things to think about is timing of your tax payments in retirement becomes really important if you want to have the lifestyle that you would like to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it makes sense. The fourth thing the fifth thing that he talks about, and we can talk about this for a long time, is avoiding the pension payout trap.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
One of the things that a lot of you may not be aware of when it comes to pensions or 401k plans or any of those retirement plans that are available to you is that when you retire and you decide that you want to take your money in a lump sum, and they make the check out to you, they are required by the government to withhold 20%.
Mm-hmm. For income tax.
For income tax. It's a requirement. And so one of the things that you have to be careful of, if you would like to take your pension money or your 401k money in a lump sum, that you do not take the money and have the check paid directly to you. If you are moving the money into an IRA, which is the normal procedure, what you should do is have the check made out to your new IRA account, and the money goes directly from either your pension or your 401k plan directly to the IRA.
It's called a direct rollover, and saves a lot of paperwork, headache, all kinds of things, because most employers' plans now have the link-up capabilities to actually do it electronically, too.
Right. And we've seen,
totally.
I have seen instances where people weren't aware of that fact, and they wanted to know why they didn't get their whole amount, that 20% was withheld. Well, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
It's because if they're required, whoever the plan administrator is, they're required to withhold that 20% for income tax if the check goes directly to you. So that's, I mean, that's something that you need to be aware of. Now, it is true that when you file your tax return, maybe you get that 20% back in the form of.
You have to wait for it.
Yeah. And, you know, not just, I just talked about, there's no, you don't want to have big tax refunds.
Yeah.
And so that's something else to think about. Another thing to think about is if you're retired, and this is one of the questions we got this past week, is what is the limit on giving money to my family? And there is an amount that you can give to your family currently and not have it affect your gift tax exclusion.
Yes.
And the limit on that is $15,000. And it's $15,000 if you're a couple. Each of you can give $15,000. So if you have children or grandchildren or family that you would like to give money away to, each of you can give $15,000. So that would be $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big number. And there are people who have monies available to them who want to make sure that family members get the money. And that's a good way to get it to them without them having to pay tax or you having to file a tax return based on the giving that you've given to them.
Mm-hmm.
So $15,000 is that magic number this year. It used to be a lot lower than that, but it goes up periodically.
It's been at 15 for a while, though, now, so that really hasn't changed over the last several years here. But again, it's a really good strategy if you're wanting to do something. Especially, I see this most often with people wanting to gift their kids or their grandkids. It's a great way to do it, and there are different things you can do with those funds. Many people put them into the college savings plans, the 529 plans, all sorts of different ways.
Right.
Just so long as you know what your limit is, and it's still $15,000 per person per gift.
Yep. And that's being very generous. I have to admit, I don't know a lot of people who can do that, but I do know some people who are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're looking to give money to family members, that's one way to do that when you're retired. Another thing to take advantage of is what to do with that RMD that you don't need.
Required minimum distribution.
Required minimum distribution. If you do not need it, that's one of the complaints we get many, many times. Now, obviously, this year you don't have to take it, and they've increased the age to age 72. But nevertheless, if you have required minimum distributions that require that you are required to take, and you don't need the money, but you have, and if you're charitably inclined, one of the best things to do is have the money go directly from your IRA to the institution. Whether that be a church, whatever the 501c3 organization is, mm-hmm. could be the Red Cross. There are any number of charitable organizations. And you can have the money go directly from your IRA to that institution, and it never shows up on your tax return. Because normally when you take money from an IRA, if I want to make a contribution to my church and it's $5,000, and I take it from my IRA, well, that's taxable to me. And then I make the contribution. Well, it costs me more to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes directly from your IRA to the church, $5,000 from the IRA doesn't show up. You don't have to pay taxes on it. And they get the whole $5,000. It's a win-win situation. So that's one of the things to think about.
So there you have it, our little primer this morning.
Just a few. All of them, but that's a few.
We're going to take a little break here, and we'll come back with more of the Money Makeover Show for you. And we're going to talk about the highly vaunted bucket portfolios. Oh.
Buckets.
Buckets. Do those work? Have they worked? Did they work when we had the big slam to the downside in March of this year? So we'll take a look and see how those performed in general when we come right back. In the meantime, got a question or two? We're here for you. All you have to do is call our number. This is our 800 number I'm going to give you now, and that gives you direct access to me and to Jamie. Ask your question. We'll be glad to talk to you one-on-one in private at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
You've got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe you've even got an emergency plumbing situation.
Have no fear. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts are here. Dynamic Drains is a leading professional plumbing team in Brenham College Station in Bryan. Equipped with the latest technological plumbing tools, Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and see their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber License Number 40546.
Have you been stuck at home spending a lot of quality time with your loved ones? Maybe you noticed you're not picking up on the conversations at the dinner table, or you're having to ask your family to repeat themselves. Even something as simple as constantly getting told to turn the TV down. If this is something that you are experiencing, there is a chance it could be a hearing loss. Call Paget Hearing Aid Center to schedule a complimentary hearing screening. 979-830-0865 for Brenham, or 512-522-8849 for Bastrop. The service you deserve.
United Rental has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts, aerial work platforms, dirt movers, to generators and hard hats. Over 600 types of equipment, plus contractor supplies. The best part is United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done, whether you're a major contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer. Visit your local branch in Brenham at 2700 Highway 290 West or call 979-836-0960. United Rentals. Consider it done.
Houston Astros fans, the wait is finally over. Astros baseball returns to KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7 with the season opener Friday night, July 24th at 7:35. Don't miss a single game as the Astros make another run for the pennant.
Bregman sends one high, deep left field. This ball is gone.
Houston Astros baseball on KWHI brought to you by Apple Ford, DDM Pipe and Steel, Las Americas, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wingstop, Brenham National Bank, SFS Schulte Farm Services, and Mattress Guys.
At 11 months old, Audrey was diagnosed with neuroblastoma, a rare cancer of the nerve tissue.
I'm really glad that I don't remember, you know, the hard times. I remember the celebrations of life.
Thanks to her local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, Audrey is in remission today.
Someday we'll be able to find a cure and no other child will have any sort of cancer ever again.
You can help kids like Audrey too. Learn more and donate at cmnhospitals.org.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Hi, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Here's our office phone number. Give us a call there. Ask your questions. If you want to have us weigh in on what your strategies are going to be, are you contemplating pulling some funds from maybe a retirement plan at work? What are the ins and outs of that? Is that a good place to go? Do you have other options? Which things are smarter for you, right? In whatever your situation is, get the best information you can, get some input, get some feedback. We're glad to do that. If you want to do the free review, Now is a great time to do it, especially some folks, Jamie, are still off work right now. So that's another possibility. We do social distance. We can mask. We can do everything, however you want to do it. And the thing is that you get some information and make the best decision for you and the people you care about, right? So here's our phone number at the office, 979-836-2903. That's Neil Financial Group, 979-836-2903.
Yeah, we just talked about one of the things we take a look at and try and make sure you don't make a mistake on is that pension tax trap. Oof. It's amazing how many people aren't aware of what happens there. And so, you know, that's, again, one of the things that we take a look at. You know, and that's one of the nice things I think about the radio show is the fact that we try and give you as much information as we can, so like we always talk about, so you can make better, smarter financial decisions.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, sometimes it seems like the best decision is to kind of pre-program things, like your investments, for instance. You have, by the way, sort of pre-programmed things if you are still working and you're putting money into your retirement plan at work, right? Your 401k, 403b, etc., right? If you're already making contributions into that from your pay, that's going into different investments. Most of us have those target retirement funds. They're already divided up for you in sort of different buckets, more aggressive, less aggressive, income producing, foreign, domestic, all that stuff, right? So that's a sort of bucket strategy, all right? This is what we're going to talk about now is a typical bucket strategy that's a basic one, like basically three parts. I'm not going to get terribly wild on this. Let's just go with three, shall we? So in other words, you've got aggressive, moderate, and conservative parts, all right? So middle-of-the-road age group. I'm not talking about retirees here. Middle-of-the-road, maybe 40s, somewhere in there, 40s, 50s, depending on how you're doing it. Some folks do all three buckets and then kind of play around with the aggressive part. That's what I see a lot of. Or you just say, okay, I'm more conservative. I want everything to be conservative. Okay. Now, chances are, Jamie, conservative portfolio is going to have more bond component in it than it does stock types of investments.
Yeah, the idea would be if you're trying to develop a conservative portfolio, in other words, develop a bucket where the investments inside of that bucket are going to be conservative. What that means is you're going to try and limit the amount of volatility that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you do that, you would not expect that your rate of return is going to be as high as somebody who would have the expectation if they have an aggressive bucket, they're trying to hit some home runs. Mm-hmm. Whereas the conservative is more interested in stability.
Yeah, and also you're going to have more cash in the conservative bucket because you want to be sure that you have that cash there ready and available. You're not going to see as much cash in the moderate and certainly the aggressive buckets. Okay, so let's talk about conservative and let's go back in time. June 30th of this year back to March. And we had the big wipeout there around March 23rd-ish.
So you're talking from March of this year to mm-hmm. June, end of June this year.
Mm-hmm. So how did those strategies perform?
Most of us are trying to forget that time.
Well, but you know, it's interesting because, you know, depending on how you structure these things, and depending on the amount of cash present, and also the types of the more stable bond, in most cases, not all, bond portion of the portfolio, you can actually hold your volatility overall down pretty well. Okay? So if you have something where you've got at least 4 to 6 months of cash reserve in one of these buckets. That seemed to have made the big difference. I'm looking at a bunch of different scenarios here. So the aggressive fund portfolio, remember, we've come a long way back up in the markets here in the last couple of months, averaging down about 3.5%. Now that's, wow, is that shocking? No, right? Because we did make up some ground here.
Right.
Moderate, about 2% down.
Down.
Mm-hmm. And the conservative, down just a little under 1%. So, we had some recovery in the markets in between, but again, the lesser amount of recovery in the the higher recovery rate, rather, didn't go down as fast or as much as the others, was a conservative, and that's because it had a bigger chunk of cash. That's really what it is. So, does that mean that if you're 25 years old and you're listening to this, you ought to put that much cash in? No, not necessarily, because the upside, Jamie, is going to be greater if you have things that are going to take advantage of the recovery in the markets. So the buckets can work well to kind of make you not quite so nervous and blunt some of the impact of things that are uncertain in uncertain times. But that's kind of at the front end and maybe in the midst of the whole situation. But going forward, you got to be sure that that's where you need to be going forward, right? Because there are a lot of factors as to which one of these buckets you're going to use, or maybe you're going to blend these in some way. But if you're younger, it's going to hold you back a lot on those returns, because this situation is not going to stay with us forever. So you have to remember when you look forward onto things, and that's what planners do as well. We look ahead as well as helping people avoid quite as much volatility if they are going to need that money in a shorter time frame. So just a little hint there on the buckets. Did they do what they are supposed to do? Yeah, they did.
Well, I think it's important, too, to make the point that when you're talking about the conservative bucket and that it had 3 to 6 months worth of cash in it. Mm-hmm. What goes unsaid there is that they may have had that much cash in it, but they were not out of the market.
No, they were not. They were still invested.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big, big difference, because we can talk about the fact that, you know, you can change your investment style many times during your lifetime. And in a year, you may change your investment style.
Sure.
And so if someone was concerned in March about what was happening and wanted to go from an aggressive, they could have gone to a conservative bucket.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not mean they would have gone to all cash. What that means is they would have had some cash in there as a buffer, but they would still be invested in the market. Because if you're not in the market when it does recover, you do not get to participate in the growth that occurs when the recovery happens. And so I think it's important to understand that.
Yeah. So does it work? Can you do it? Yes. And a lot of times we all do it and we don't realize we're doing buckets when we're in our 401k or our 403b plan at work. And that is, we're going ahead and we're picking many times they call them lifestyle funds or some other target retirement fund type of situation. And if you're listening and you are a worker, you probably got some money in there. Maybe you got the whole thing in there, right? So these things are already adjusting buckets for you as you continue to age. You're going to become more conservative as you get older. And there's people in there making these decisions at these big investment firms that are helping to keep you in alignment. That's what this is supposed to be. Alignment for you and your end goal, which is retiring at whatever age. And most of the plans I've seen now actually make a target on those ages. So they have kind of gotten a little more sophisticated on these things and saying, okay, are you really looking at 66? Are you looking at 70? Where are you? And then they will adjust and reevaluate and repopulate your investment portfolio as time goes by. They're really cool.
Yeah, it's really interesting when I take a look at those types of investment choices inside of a 401k. Normally, when I see individuals invest and they're making their own decisions, they probably don't have, they're going to have somewhere between 5 to 10 choices that they've made.
Mm-hmm.
If you invest in one of those target date or lifestyle investment choices, when I look at them, they're investing in almost every single option that's available to you inside of your 401k. So if you have 55 choices of investment choices inside your 401k, the target date or lifestyle will have all 55 inside of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, they may have just a smidgen
right
of some of those. In fact, most of those, right? They're probably going to have a core of maybe 6, 7, possibly 8 things that they're really leaning into with most of your money that you're putting in there.
Yeah, based upon your risk factor.
Yeah, your risk factor, and that's like your age and your temperament about losses and all these other things, right? Remember those questionnaire things that you did? Do you think you might want to go back and pull that up again online and now ask those questions of yourself?
Where are you now? Yeah.
I bet you changed. Possible. So you might do that as an exercise. All right. When we come back, let's talk about some other ways of maybe getting a little bit more security with your money. I know we've dealt with some of these types of products before, but there could be some changes coming to some of those. And Jamie will talk about that when we get back. In the meantime, you got a question, no problem. Call us now, and we'll talk to you one-on-one on the good old phone at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Termites. Every day is that time of the year in the Brenham Bryan College Station area. Hi, I'm Larry with Intech Pest Management. At Intech, we have over 75 years of experience in controlling termites, roaches, ants, and rodents. Whether you need to control an existing problem or prevent pests from occurring, please call Intech Pest Management at 830-0909 or 846-0611. Intech is proud to have been voted favorite pest control each year by the Brenham Banner Press Review. At Intech Pest Management, we want to be your pest control company.
It's that time of year again, grilling season. The days are longer and you're just itching to have your friends and family over for a good old backyard summer barbecue. Luckily, HEB makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for your summer party. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. Get back to your summer fun sooner. Make HEB in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more than HEB.
Hello, I'm Mr. Neglect. I paid thousands for my car, and all I do is neglect it.
Wow, Mr. Neglect, you need help.
I know it. Actually, I'm always going to clean it small, but never do.
Go to ProClean. They love dirty cars.
Can they clean my seats and carpet with steam instead of soapy shampoo? Can they wax it with SUV Clear Coat Protectant?
Yep, ProClean does a great job cleaning your cars.
Get your car washed inside and out at ProClean Automotive, 318 South Austin in Brenham, 979-666.
American Overhead Door Company.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
American Overhead Door Company. The true American Overhead Door Company. Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. American Overhead Door Company. 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36. American Overhead Door Company. 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. And go visit their showroom for your American flag.
Another summer vacation goes up in flames. KWHI has heard the call. Thanks to our extensive training and fun and prizes, we're here to save your summer. KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 has partnered with Brazos Valley businesses to rain cash and prizes on our listeners all summer long. Every week, we're giving away awesome prizes to help you make it through the summer, like an hour of Whipple Ball field time for you and your friends at the yard, a $200 Fourth of July gift basket from Select Furnishings, and a $50 gift certificate to Mariachi's Mexican Restaurant. We're also giving away over $1,000 in cash, $101.70 at a time. To win, just sign up at one of our sponsor locations like Clean Car Custom Detail, Pioneer Smokehouse and Mercantile, and Skincare by Sherry and Brenham, and Botch's 159 Junction in Fayetteville. Increase your chances to win by signing up at as many sponsors as you can. A full list is available at KWHI.com. Saving your summer with cash and prizes. We're KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
If you see a police officer, fire truck, EMS, TxDOT, or a tow truck driver with their lights on the side of the road, remember, you must move over or slow down. This is Sergeant Stephen Woodard with the Texas Department of Public Safety reminding you, if you do not vacate the lane closest to the public servant or slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit, you can incur a fine of at least $200. The move over law is in effect for your safety and others that serve you in the state of Texas. Remember, move over or slow down. It's the law.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
My welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with Neil Financial Group. Hey, we have three offices to serve you. Houston, Brenham, and Tomball. Glad to see you, talk to you from any of those locations. All you have to do is give us a call. Glad to put our brains to work for you. And if you'd like to have a review of things, where do you stand right now? It's an awfully good time to do that since we've had so much shaking up and down and all around. How are you doing? And do you change your plans? Do you keep on track? What are some of your options that make sense for you in particular and the people you care about? And here's our phone number to set that time up, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. Jamie Keys, Tony Navarre here in the studio for you this morning. You know, Jamie and I were looking, during the break, at this chart of the S&P 500 that's on my mobile phone here. And I look back at where we were in March, which was under 2,200, 2,191 on the S&P 500 index. And today, we were at right around 3,200 and some change here. That is a huge, huge difference.
Yeah, when you look at the chart, I like looking at them. I find them intriguing. But the line graph there looks like the Grand Canyon.
It does.
It does.
Just looks like, wow, we fell off the cliff.
Fell off the cliff, and then it's gone back up in a short period of time, too.
Very.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we had talked about the fact that there are probably people who had money available to them and invested at the right time and did very well.
They're still doing very well as of today, you know. Again, you've got to have the right time frame. Your goals have to be right, as we always talk about. Not for everybody.
Right.
But you're hoping that the people that are running the funds that you're putting your money into are pretty good at that too, right?
Well, we have talked about the fact that we have done some reviews where clients or somebody come in and have taken a look at where they are and they're surprised that they are as high as they are in the account value based upon, you know, all the bad news they've been hearing.
Well, and it is a shocker. We have a review later on this morning with somebody, and I think they're going to be surprised. Yes, they're pretty sharp and they're pretty knowledgeable about stuff and how it works, but I think they're going to be saying, wow, you know, I'm not where I thought I would be, because we seem to remember the losses.
We do.
More than the gains, right? So, interesting. There are some other vehicles we've talked about briefly over time here that kind of have a floor under some investments and have some restrictions on how far your money can go down. These are usually longer time and longer term investments. And there are some changes coming to some of these. And many of these are annuity products. And they have to be well thought out and right for you. But, Jimmy, there are some changes coming on some of these.
Well, annuity products are issued by insurance companies. And insurance companies are regulated by the states, not the federal government. And so the regulations for each state are a little bit different. But there is something called the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Now, what that means is that the state commissioners from the different states are in a group, and that's what the NAIC is. And generally speaking, when the purpose of the NAIC is to try and normalize things across the country when it comes to agent licensing and products and so forth. And so when a company wants to issue a new product or make revisions to products, they have to submit them to the states to get approval.
Yeah, because the state approves individual companies
products
doing business in the
and
state.
In that state. But the NAIC provides guidance when it comes to financial products for the insurance companies. And so if we're talking about annuities, most annuities have what's called a guaranteed interest rate. And that's the minimum guaranteed interest rate that they guarantee they will pay you. And generally speaking, most of the time, those have been, like as you had mentioned, Tony, a floor. Well, the NAIC is looking at approving some new annuity products that have a 0% interest rate as a floor. And that's something I've never seen in my lifetime. And so this is going to be, you know, we've talked about, we're not quite sure how negative interest rates work. Well, I'm not quite sure how attractive a 0% guaranteed interest rate is going to fly. Now, that means that they're going to pay you a higher interest rate, but they have the guaranteed interest rate will be zero. So NAIC is willing to look at it. So it's going to be interesting going forward to see how that's going to fly.
So if you have anything more recent in contracts, that's probably a pretty good thing, right? Yeah, probably got something higher than that. All right, that's it for today's program, and thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, we'll see you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.